More thoughts on the Mets, Evan's team. He did a live Rico last night because, of course, why wouldn't he after telling us he was going to take
the break? Was he in the car?
Yes!
Oh, my. Hold on. He's in the car with his mom, dad, or mother-in-law, father-in-law, wife, two kids, the dog, and he's doing a Rico?
From what I understand, unless they pulled over into a rest stop for him to do it, Pete Hoffman, who co-hosts and produces the Rico with him, I think was capable to host one without him. But Evan told us last week in an office, I can't wait to take a break from sports for a week.
He did say that.
And on the very first day of true vacation for him, he's taping a Rico from a car ride to North Carolina.
I mean, was it Sunday? Did he go Sunday or did he go Saturday?
Yesterday. I know, because I was on the air. I filled in, did the show for Lori Rubinson last night, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And live on my Twitter, he put, just recorded a Rico from the car on my way down to North Carolina.
So it was last night.
Last night.
So I understand why it was last night then, because they lost the series. For the first time in, what, eight series? They've won series, and their bullpen just completely imploded again in a way that it hadn't in a long time. So I can understand. It almost feels like the Mets needed an emergency Rico.
And if I think he puts him out Sunday night anyway. Hoffman couldn't handle that for one night.
I didn't listen to it. I usually do listen to the Rico. I didn't. And you know why? I listened to him, right?
Because that's where you get all your men info.
I watched the Mets game.
I know.
I listened to the Rico so I know what Evan's going to want to talk about when he comes in. I need to get a sense of his mind. And so I listen to the Rico on my way into work usually. And I'm just,
wow.
All right, this is what Evan's going to say.
I should start
doing
that.
This is what he's thinking. I used to do it with One Giant Step with you as well.
Hey, it comes back tomorrow.
Does it?
Oh, we're relaunching, baby. We're gonna have episodes after every episode of Hard Knocks, One Giant Step returns.
Nice.
After we were canned for a month and a half. Kiss my fat ass!
But anyways, I listened to it, so I know what Evan's gonna like, what he's gonna want to say, or what his mood is. And so it's actually really helped me to prepare to get ready to listen to Evan's preparation for the show.
And you didn't have to listen to it because you're working with me
today. And I didn't listen to it today because I know I'm working with you. And I know what we're going to talk about. Giants tomorrow, by the way.
I love it.
We also learned that Evan is a liar. Like you pointed out, Sean, he said to our boss, Ryan Hurley, and all of us sitting there at the Cadillac Club, that he is so excited to take the week off. We know Evan loves the 4th of July, named the cat Freedom, sprinkled the ashes at Gettysburg. He's a big history buff. He said he's going to unplug himself from the station and everything. We've heard from him every single day he's been on vacation, and it's not like we're texting him. It's coming from him.
Yeah.
He did the Rico Bronya last night, and then he called Beningo on Saturday.
Excuse me?
Not as Evan Roberts, not as a guest, not like Joe reached out, hey, bro, I need you on the air. He called him as Evan in Vermont, caller, and spent 12 minutes. This is what my lackeys tell me. He spent 12 minutes on the air with Joe on Saturday. So he hasn't unplugged. He can't stay away. He's addicted to the station.
Wait,
he's
what obsessed. Did he call about the Mets?
Who the hell cares? I mean, he called for 12 minutes. Who knows? As Evan in Vermont. So he must have been in Vermont on Saturday.
Does and he somehow he's going to North Carolina.
Evan in Vermont. Evan, how are you?
I just wanted to give you an update. I'm at Lincoln's family home up in Vermont.
Embarrassing.
And all I can think about is how the Brooklyn Nets sold Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks. Very distracted.
So he went to see where Abe Lincoln went to prom, and all he could think about is the Nets.
What?
Hey, at least we have a leader of Evan and Tiki, who is 100% dedicated to our show. I mean, he could be doing it with his wife, he's thinking about the show.
He's at a president's house in Vermont while me and you were like, yeah, we'll get a beer at the Red Bull.
Exactly, or two.
Unbelievable. All right.